I've been here for almost 5 months now, and I almost use all the English words that I know. And so I still have problem of understanding some of, you know, the Christians here. They speak English, but sometimes Southern English, Northern English, whatever.
Brother, I lived here 59 years, and I still have trouble speaking English.
So English is my third language. I know two, my own and then one in our country. But English is a third. And so I have trouble understanding. I'm not good at it. There's a father and son, they're painting the room, you know. And then the son noticed his dad, his father, has two jackets on him. And his son said, "Dad, what's wrong with you?" This is in the Philippines. "It's too hot here and you're wearing two jackets. What is it?" And his dad said, "Well, son, look at the bucket of this paint here. The direction it says, use two coats for better result." Well, I think you get it, preacher, so you explain it to them later, all right? Use two coats for better results. So the dad is wearing two jackets. So anyway, I'm thankful for this church for being so good to us. We've been partnered for 18 years in the mission field. And my desire, my goal is to plant churches in the area where there is no missionary. And that's where God put us, except one church, which is now in the island of Cebu. And that drags me down of my goal. But that's my personal goal, but God has something else. But anyway, I'm thankful for your faithful prayers and financial support through the years. When Brother Dan was here, he's good to our ministry. And so thankful, I'm so thankful and, you know, grateful for the Lord. I cannot give you all the details of what happened in the field, but in heaven we have eternity to tell.
Amen.
Amen. Right. We'll sit, or maybe we'll be at the swing together, you know, in front of the river. We'll talk about what happened in the field in the Philippines. But we only have few minutes this morning, so I'm just thankful for the Lord for allowing us to serve the Lord with you. And as a missionary, I would say, your church grows, I mean, to the many corners of the world.
Amen.
We have 14 churches, and by average, I calculated we have about 560 believers.
Amen.
In all of those churches.
Yes.
And so if you put 560 plus what you have here,
right,
that's what your church.
Amen.
Plus some other missionaries. But anyway, that's just how I look at it, you know.
Right.
To encourage you that your dollar goes way, way long, you know, there in the Philippines, in the mountains. And someday there will be many Filipinos would grab your hand in the heaven, you know, and say, "Thank you, Pastor Billy. Thank you, brother. Thank you for supporting Brother Jolly." And he was able to go to our village and preach the gospel, something like that.
Amen.
And so God knows your labor. It's not in vain in the Lord.
Right.
And I may not have much in this life, but my real treasure is
Amen.
In heaven. I think few of you here has Facebook account. My wife does. And she knows her classmates. She is a nurse, by registered nurse in the Philippines. She worked in a hospital before I married her. And she had the chance of working in Canada, you know, as a nurse. And you know, if you work there, you got a better rate of money compared to what you have in the Philippines.
Right.
But I said, "I'm going to marry you, but if you're going to Canada, I'll find another girl." And so she didn't go. So we got married and we work as a missionary in the island of Mindanao, now in Cebu. And now she can see her classmates, you know, on Facebook.
Right.
Because when she got that job in Canada, she passed that job to her classmate and said, "You can have this."
Yes.
And so she did. And now that girl, she owns a good house in the Philippines, you know, good car. and we have nothing. We're still. And I asked her, sweetheart, do you regret that you married a preacher? You know, just kind of check on her heart. And she said, well, my real treasure is in heaven.
Amen.
And that's what I would like to encourage you this morning. We only have 80 or more years here.
Right.
And after that, what?
Right.
But eternity is too long.
Amen.
Right. I'd rather have there than have here. Now, it's not wrong to have here. But these things here are just instruments for us to be better prepared for there.
Yes, amen.
Joshua 24 in your Bible. I will mix these things all together, my presentation and everything for the Lord's glory this morning. I'll do my best. Joshua 24. Most of us has many favorite parts of the scriptures and even, you know, verses in the Bible that we love to memorize.
Right.
I love John 21, but I also love Joshua 24.
Yes.
And this morning we'll be in Joshua 24. Pray for us as we continue to serve the Lord. I'm going back on the 23rd of this month to the Philippines.
Amen.
I already have my ticket, and everything is... Everybody's excited of my coming home. And right after I arrive, we will have a church anniversary of our first church. How I wish I can bring you a preacher and preach for us in our church anniversary, but maybe next time. Yeah, I will urge the church to buy this man a plane ticket in the Philippines. You know, you cannot go because of your ministry here, but you can take a week off, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness again. And we're trying to plant more churches in the Philippines the best we can before the trumpet sound. Joshua 24, may I request everyone to please stand as we give reverence to the reading of God's word. Joshua 24, verse number 2 and verse number 3. All right. Joshua 24, verse 2, verse 3. And Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they serve other gods. Verse 3, and I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. Let us pray. Our gracious God, Lord, this morning, how we thank you, Lord, for your presence with us. Thank you for your promise where two or three gathered together in your name. Lord, you are in our midst. And so this morning, we acknowledge your precious holy presence, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be very careful to give you all the honor of everything we do in this place this morning. And Father, help me, give me the words to speak. Lord, give me liberty, Lord, to share the message, Lord, that you should share to us, Lord, through your preacher this morning. I do pray that you empower me, take me away, and let Jesus be seen, Lord, as I deliver the message. Lord, if there's anybody here who is not saved yet, Lord, may this be the day of his great day of salvation. We praise you, we thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, and please be seated. I cannot help but thank you, church, for being so good to us. You're not only a nation, but also as an individual. I get a friend here, and then I have you as a church to pray for me. And God really is good to our family, to my family, and especially to my parents. They are now in their middle 70s, but still generally in good shape. Praise the Lord. And so my father is just grade three or third grade, and my mother is fourth grade. They don't speak English, they don't understand English much. But one of their treasures is their children. We are 10 children in the family. I'm the 8th child, and all of us are in the ministry.
Amen.
Well, one is a deacon, but a deacon is also a ministry. Amen. And so that's a blessing. And this week, I miss our family reunion because we are all in the ministry, so we set aside 2 weeks of a year. Years ago, just 1 week, but 1 week is too short for us. So all the children, the grandchildren, come home to my father's house, you know, to our parents' house. And then we pitch our tent all around. Yeah. And just have good time.
Amen.
And these 2 weeks of the year, you know, we as preachers, we become lazy there. You know, we don't have to wake up this such a time. You know, we don't preach, we don't go soul winning, we don't do Bible study. Just there, kind of just relax.
Amen.
And then go swim at the sea, because my father was a fisherman. He has a boat. Just like that. Play chess, play ball for 2 weeks. We've been doing this is our 27th year this time.
Amen.
And we're showing a testimony to our village, because before we were the poorest of the family there. But now our neighbors kind of look at us, you know, change.
Amen.
We dress different.
Right.
We behave different.
Amen.
We talk different. And so the light is on. And praise the Lord, we're on our 25th anniversary, or, you know, our 25th reunion, we were able to invite all relatives that we know.
Amen.
Who are in that village. And, you know, feed them, and then preach to them.
Amen.
And so I would say we're not accountable to their blood anymore.
Amen.
So it's a blessing to have brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
Right.
And we may not be related, you know, by physical blood, but we are related by the spiritual blood, the blood of God,
right,
the blood of Jesus. We are all brothers and sisters if we are Christians. Amen. By God's grace and help this morning, I would like to preach on the message, Jesus, the Hebrew Messiah.
Amen.
Jesus, the Hebrew Messiah. In Genesis chapter 14, in verse number 13, the word Hebrew was first mentioned. In Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1, it tells us there that Jesus is the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Right.
And if Abraham was a Hebrew, then Jesus was a Hebrew.
That's right.
And so that's the topic that I'm going to share this morning. Jesus, the Hebrew Messiah. Now, what's in the word Hebrew? Well, for the sake of time, I will simplify. The word Hebrew means from the other side.
Amen.
That's why in the book of Joshua, if you look at our text this morning, it tells here that Joshua said to the people, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time." And then in verse number 3, Joshua said, "God," or Jehovah, "took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac."
Amen.
That's the word, that's the meaning. That verse there tells you about the meaning of the word Hebrew.
Amen.
From the other side. I have a good news this morning. I know that man from the other side.
You're right. Good.
Jesus, who is the God of the universe, from that side, came to my side.
Amen.
Amen. He's from the other side and came to my side. I'm thankful for December the 5th of 1991. Jesus came to my side.
Amen.
He came from that side and came to my side.
Amen.
And provided the way of salvation. The darkest moment of human history was when our Creator hung on that cross.
You're right.
But that was His testimony.
Yes.
Hey, I come to your side.
Yes.
And I'm providing salvation for you. Can you remember the day, the time, the date, the place,
yes,
where God came to your side and saved you?
Amen.
There's a song composed by a man from West Virginia, Squire Parson. It says like this. the gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord was so vast, the crossing I could never afford. But you know what? Jesus helped us. He came to our side. Where I could not come to where He is, He came to me. Amen?
Yes.
That's what the Bible tells us. John 1, verse number 12. But as many as receive Him. But before that verse, verse 11, He came into His own. Jesus came from the other side. He's the Hebrew Messiah. He's from the other side. And thank God, He came to this side.
That's right.
I'm on this side. He's from that side.
Amen.
Praise God. There was a day that He came to this
Amen.
Side. And provided the way of salvation for me.
Right.
He came. He became sin for me. So I could be justified.
Amen.
He died my death so I could live.
Amen.
He suffered my hell so I could enjoy heaven.
Right.
Amen. He emptied the tomb so I can be secured and be joyful in serving Him. His life shows me how to serve. His death shows me how to be saved. In His resurrection, His empty tomb shows me the joy of service. One day when heaven was filled with His praises, one day when sin was black as could be, Jesus came. Amen.
That's right.
To be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, and He is my example.
Amen.
Friend, without Jesus, you cannot come to this side.
That's right.
We are on our way to hell if you stay on this side.
That's right.
But I'm thankful that there was a day Jesus came to my
Amen.
Side.
Yes. That's
Amen. Right. He came to our side and provided the way of salvation.
Amen.
But after He provided the way of salvation, as what Joshua is encouraging the Jewish people, Joshua said, your fathers came from that side, but God brought them here. Before, they served other gods. Now, choose you this day whom you will serve. But the job is not yet over. When Jesus came to my side, rescued me and brought me to this side, He's asking me, Jolly, look over there. There are more Filipinos on that side.
Right.
Would you help me invite
Amen.
Them to come to this side?
Yes,
and this is our job this morning. This is my job. God called me to call those Filipinos and some other people from the world to come to this side. And the church is commanded by God, go ye into all the world, share the gospel.
Right.
That there was a day the Messiah came to this side and wanted you to be on this side.
Amen.
That's our job. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. He calls everyone to come to the other side. This morning, friend, if you are still on this side, God is inviting you, calling you to come to His side.
Amen.
Be saved today. It's fun to be saved.
Amen.
It's fun to be saved. Right. Let me say that again. It's fun to be saved. It's good to be saved.
Right.
If there's a happy people in the world, it should be us.
Absolutely. Right.
Amen?
Absolutely.
Because we know where we're going.
Amen.
We know we're headed. I'm excited to go back home because I know I'll be with my family. I know that I'll be with my ministry. I'm excited. And so as Christians, we know that we'll be with God.
Amen.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But again, after that, we have a duty to do. Like Joshua said, choose you this day. And now as a church, let us invite people. Let us call people from that side to this side.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that you support missions because you're doing, you're calling, you're inviting people from many different nations
right.
to come to the side of right. Jesus.
Right.
Is anybody here had a chance of going to the Philippines? No. You did, brother? Praise the Lord. But you know, if you are supporting missions, you were there.
Amen.
And you are still there.
That's right. Right.
I may not live here, but I pray for you.
Amen.
That God would bless you, that God would help you, that God would prosper your ministry here. I believe I have part in this church.
Amen. Right.
In heaven.
That's
and so, that's our job. God allows us to be part of this great, great, great work of His. Now, God can do this by Himself because He is God. But I'm thankful, I'm grateful in His sovereignty. He chose Jolly de la Cruz to be part of this great endeavor of calling out sinners to become part of His great family.
Right.
And you too.
Right.
We are privileged to be part of God's work. This is a holy work, and yet God, in His sovereignty and love, He allows us, the sinners who are saved and washed by the blood, to be part of this great work of calling
Amen.
People to come to Jesus.
Right.
Softly and tenderly, as the song says, Jesus is calling for you and for me. Patiently, Jesus is waiting and watching for you and for me.
Amen.
Come home. Come to the other side.
Amen.
If you are not, if you are still on that side, come to the other side. And church, let's not be weary. Yes, sometimes it's getting tough, discouraging sometimes in the field, but let's continue to do the work.
Amen.
Now look, if nobody sacrificed for me to be saved, I'm not preaching today. I may be doing something else, but no hope of heaven. But I'm thankful for Pastor Carlo Compuesto. That's my pastor. Who made Bible studies week after week after week in our home. And he allowed me to borrow his bicycle during Sundays. Because two reasons I love going to church when I was a kid. Ice candy and my pastor's bicycle. After church, I ride his bicycle, you know. But when I was 16 years old, God saved me. But that man sacrificed so much of his time
Amen.
For my family.
Amen.
And it's my duty now, and it's my privilege now, it's my honor now to be part of God's work
Amen.
And calling out sinners, calling out those who are still on that side. Come on here
Amen.
And be saved. 2 Peter 3, verse number 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, but is long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thirdly, look to your Bible with me, please, in Joshua chapter 24. In verse number 14. Now, therefore, Joshua said, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth.
Yes.
If you are saved this morning, if you are a Christian, if you are born again, this is God's command for you. Serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Those things go together because there are people who serve God sincerely. We were sincere before. Every 6 o'clock in the evening, we would literally kneel down in front of that statue of baby Jesus and Mama Mary. Pray the rosary. You know, say the prayer, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy Mary, Father, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. We do that. We're sincere. But not in truth. But sad to know, there are Christians who know the truth,
Amen.
But do not serve God in sincerity.
Right.
And God said, if you know Jesus, the Hebrew Messiah, if you're from that side and God brought you to this side, He is commanding us to serve Him in sincerity and in truth. We have a work to do, serve the Lord in sincerity and truth. There are four areas in your life as a person you need to know in serving the Lord. Number one, towards your personal life, inwardly. Second, towards your church. You are part of God's people, the church. God established the local church. Everything we do in this life for Jesus must be sanctioned, must be part of the local church. Third, to the world. You have an obligation to the world. And fourthly, everything we do here to the Lord. Inwardly, build up yourselves on your most holy faith. Jude chapter 1. In 2 Peter 2, verse number 2, Jesus said, through Peter, desire the sincere milk of the word. Grow in grace. That's personal. Don't be stagnant in your Christian life. If you know 2 verses this year, make it 5 next year. Amen? If you go church like Sunday morning this year, go Sunday evening. Amen? Then Wednesday, if you just give your tithe, do a little more.
Amen.
Grow in serving the Lord. That's personal. Second, your churchward. Inward, build up your faith in God. Churchward, back up its ministries.
Yes.
You have ministries as church.
Right.
Support it. Your preacher needs you.
Okay.
Now, think. You have your pastor. But this one here, he has no pastor. Did you realize that? January, coming here, I attended a revival. For the first time, I met that preacher. I went to the altar, and you know, he prayed over me. And the relief and the comfort I felt that evening. Because in the Philippines, I'm the one doing it. Because they look at me as their leader. Now, well, that's my role, you know, for my preacher. But nobody is doing it for me. But when that night, that preacher came and knelt down with me, beside me, and prayed for me, the relief, the joy, the comfort. Don't you know that being a pastor is a lonely job sometimes?
Right.
He needs your help.
Good.
He needs your support. So, churchward, you have an obligation to the church to back up the ministries of this church. And of course, outward to the world, we have to preach the gospel.
Amen.
We have to bring others to the other side.
Right.
And then Godward, we have to bless His name. Meaning, just God knows everything. Before you say, before you praise, before you pray, God knows it. But God wants you to do it.
Amen.
Like, you know, I got 3 kids. And when my boy, especially my second boy, he's good in this. Dad, you're good looking. You know, deep in me, I say, I know that. But it's good to know from my kid, when he said to me, Dad, you look nice today. You look good today. And I think, oh boy, he may have something in mind, you know. You want ice cream, son? You see, God knows who He is, and God knows what's in your heart, but He still loves you to say that to Him. Lord, you're good. Lord, you're faithful. Lord, nobody likes you.
Yes.
That's blessing God's name.
Amen.
And that's our responsibility toward Him.
Yes.
To ourselves, let's build our faith. To the church, let's back up the ministry of the church. To the world, let's bring others to Jesus.
Amen.
And to the Lord, let's bless His name.
Amen.
We are commanded to call others to Jesus Christ.
Right.
But of course, friend, when you are on this side, we have a work to do. But at the same time, here in our text, we have a warning from danger. Not only we have a work to do, but we have a warning from danger. Look at verse number 20. Verse 20 of our text. If, that's too little word, but that's a big, big word.
Right.
If you forsake the Lord and serve strange God, then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you. Notice that. After that He hath done you good.
Right.
America, wake up. This is the path
right.
you are heading on.
That's right.
God bless this country.
Amen.
so much.
Right.
You got the best churches in the world. You got the best preachers in the world. You got the best good-looking pastor in the world.
You're right. what you want?
What I'm saying, I mean, just to see mowed yard that's, you know, it blessed my heart because we don't have that in the Philippines. And many of you would grumble, you know, with more, oh, you're mowing again. But you don't realize that it's a blessing.
Yes.
I mean, the physical blessings, the spiritual blessings
right.
of this country.
Right.
But if the young generation today do not serve God the way the older generation do, then this country
you're
is
right.
in trouble.
Right.
There's a warning from danger. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange God, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good.
Right.
We have more freedom, to be honest with you, spiritually, in the Philippines than what we have here.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
We can preach in our public school. We can bring our Bible. We can see prayer. Even to the police station. We can go into a public office, I mean, government office, and handle, you know, give gospel tracts. But you cannot do it here. What's happened? What happened? What's wrong? I thought that you are the country that, you know, teaches the Philippines how to govern a nation. And you did. Our government is patterned after your government. The system we have is patterned after your system. But what happened? Because there is a generation that do not serve God the way this year.
Amen. Amen.
But you know what? This book has been in this life for so many years.
Yes.
Since the beginning of Genesis. God has already the word. And we have these, but you know, some way along the way, parents, I guess, failed to heed the warning. There's a danger, and we are warned about the danger. But let me go to the next point. We have a witness. We have a witness that declares. Look at verse 27. Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone. I don't have the time to go all of this, but if you have time, read it in your sometime. They carried a stone as a witness of their as a witness of their choice. Because Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And the people said, well, we'll serve the Lord too. And Joshua said, okay, let's use this stone as a witness. Now, how about us today? How many times we kneel down here at the altar and say, Lord, I dedicate my life. Well, praise the Lord. God accept that prayer. But as a Christian today, we have one witness. I tried to look at and search. And I found out this, that the only witness we have, we celebrate it once a year. And that's during Easter, the resurrection of Christ. But actually, today is Resurrection Day. Amen? And so, Resurrection Day should be part of our life every day.
Right.
And not just during Easter.
Right.
And what's in Easter? The empty tomb.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, the stone that Joshua used as a witness, I can use that, you know, to illustrate the empty tomb, the stone,
Amen.
You know,
right.
that Jesus was buried,
right.
but it was empty.
Amen.
That's my witness. What's wrong with Christians today? They stop at Calvary but never go to the empty tomb.
Right. Amen.
They are saved but never live a victorious life.
Amen.
Because they never appreciate what's at the empty
Amen.
Tomb.
Right.
We have a witness that declares that there is death. Yes, a tomb. It means there's death. But thankfully, Jesus conquered that death.
Amen.
Amen. It declares that there is death. But not only that, it declares that there is deliverance.
Yes.
It was an empty tomb.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus delivered us from the penalty of sin. Jesus delivered us from hell. Yeah. And so, church, as Joshua lead the people to realize that when you decide to serve God, there's a witness. Amen. And today, when you decide to serve God, you have a witness. And that witness is the empty tomb.
Yes.
There's death.
Right.
If you don't come, if you don't go to this side, from that side, right, you will die without Jesus.
Right.
And be in hell.
Right.
But if you come to this side, that tomb will say, you ought to be appreciative. You ought to be grateful, because if not of this empty tomb, you'll still be on that side,
yes,
and be in hell. And there's deliverance. And I'm thankful for the Lord for that. That's my duty, that's my job, that's my calling, to tell this news.
Amen.
To the people in the mountains where there's no road. You know, we have one preacher. He uses a horse to go around preaching, because you cannot use a motorcycle. There's no road. And I said, if nobody goes there, who? And I'm thankful for the privilege of doing that.
Amen.
Calling out people from that side to this side.
Amen.
But also in my personal life, I look at Lord, thank you for the empty tomb.
Yes, amen.
I'm thankful for my salvation. Yes. Anytime God takes me home, I believe I'll be in heaven. Anytime the trumpet sounds, I'll be with Him. But before that happens, I have to experience the power of the empty tomb.
Amen.
Live victoriously for Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that for the past 18 years, God allowed me to do the things He called me for.
Amen.
And with your help, partnership, we're able to do it, you know, for the glory of the Lord. As I'm going back home, I need your prayer. As you know, I was here Wednesday evening. I'm trying to, we're praying, we're asking for God's blessing so we can buy that piece of ground. It's only 520 square meters. And so we decided if anybody can buy one square meter, that solves the problem. So we're praying for 520 individuals. 520. You know, to make a sacrifice. Buy one square meter in the Philippines and we'll give you the title in heaven. And we'll use the land for the glory of God.
Amen.
We don't have rooms for kids like you do here. You do a bus route for every Sunday. We don't do that because we don't have room for them. Because we have about 30 kids just in our church. But we do feed them every month. We, like, just 100 kids every month, because that's what we can afford. But we have church. Before we feed them, we have church. And, you know, preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
And we'll use that, more of that ground will be used for the glory of God. If God lays in your heart, you know, to buy one square meter of ground in the Philippines, and that's $50. A square meter. I raised about 396 already. I needed 124 more before I go back home. So pray for that, and may the Lord bless you and use you for the glory of God. And to end this, I'd like to sing for the glory of the Lord. One of my favorite songs is "Heaven Is Waiting for Me." I am 42 years old. I turned 42 yesterday. But I don't know how many more years I have in this life. Filipinos average only 63, 65. 65 for the women, 63 for the men. And so if I live about 70, I only have 28 more years. That's scary. But to think positively, heaven
Amen.
Is waiting for me. But if you are not saved, you cannot sing this song.
Amen.
You cannot relate this song. You need to be saved. Heaven is waiting for me.
In this world, I don't have much, silver or gold. My house is just a cottage by the side of the road. I have been adopted to the king's family. And when I move to my new home, look what's waiting for me. Heaven is waiting for me, such beauty and splendor eyes have never seen. Jesus, his sweet face I'll see. Oh, I don't have much here, but look what's waiting for me. I'll reside in a mansion by a cool crystal stream, and I'll dress up in some garments that are fit for a king. And I will have more treasures than this world has ever known. I do not have much here, but look what's waiting for me. Heaven is waiting for me, such beauty and splendor eyes have never seen. Jesus, his sweet face I'll see. Oh, I don't have much here, but look what's waiting for me. I don't have much here, but look what's waiting for me.
I love my wife, and she's one of the best things, you know, that happened, you know, to me. But the best of the best is Jesus.
You've been my friend for so long. You were right, I was wrong. I can't repay for the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make it what you have me be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Borrowed treasures, borrowed dreams, all life's joy you've given me. When trouble comes, you're always there to make me smile. So come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, your only son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make it what you have it be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, may it what you have it be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. You've been my friend for so long. You were right and I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You were my friend and no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make it what you have it be. For I'm your child, you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened.